Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 59.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Hey guys, thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston, and the weather here is awesome. And, well, yesterday it was pouring rain yesterday, it was pouring. And first time I think for a few days, and it's good to have rain yesterday, and I'll be busy this weekend with some softball games, and today, 10 o'clock, I'm recording this right now at 7:48 in the morning, and we're going to have a softball game around 10 o'clock, scrimmage with another team, I guess, and yeah, that's what's going to keep me busy, and during the day, I'm not yet sure what else I'm going to do. Tonight, there'll be a party with Asians and friends. Well, tomorrow, it's going to be busy also, because we're going to have softball games. So today, practice, tomorrow, the real softball games. Which is cool. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so let me tell you about something. I have here a new equipment. I got an M-Audio mobile pre-USB, which is pretty cool. So you might notice that there's a change in audio quality. I'm not sure if it's pretty good on your side. Well, what I'm using right now is a new microphone. Not like some cheap-ass microphone that I've been using before. So, yeah, it's a little bit better now. I hope it's better for you guys, too. So let me know. Send me an email. Tell me any... Oops. Somebody called. Hold on. Wait a second. It's 7:49. Would it be a telemarketer? I'll be back. Hold on. All right. Well, I really don't like answering the home phone, because I just let the answering machine kick in just to get that, because I don't like telemarketers. But anyway, okay, so yeah, new equipment, some more practice and stuff, and oh yeah, by the way, I got a message from a friend of mine who's in the College Station. He was in class. His name is Robert. He was in class, and he was surprised to hear two girls and a guy. They were those three guys were in a those three people were in a group in class, and they were having the class called I think it's language and gender class. And I was talking to Robert, my friend. He's he was surprised because they played an audio from Bear Podcast episode 53 for about 30 seconds, I believe. In the episode, which is cool. I mean, yeah, I'm amazed. And I asked him, how did they find it? They were Googling around. I think they found something from Houston Area Bears Yahoo group. And in there, in the list, they saw my posting of Bear Podcast episode 53. And I guess they took the audio there and they played it. And they're actually looking for, they're just analyzing gay language and speech patterns. And they were talking about The Voice. And yeah, that's what Robert said. Thank you, Robert, for telling me. And please thank your friends for me, your classmates, to bring it in the classroom. I'm not sure if it's good. I do have a disclaimer in the beginning, in the front page of Bear Podcast, because this is explicit. It has explicit language. Yeah, so I can say fucking suck or whatever. And I hope there's no there are no kids there. Well, anyone who's younger, who's not 18 and above. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, thank you, Robert, for telling me that story. That's a heartwarming story. That colleges are now including that in their curriculum. All right, so. I have a few topics for you guys. One is a little bit political, but I guess that's good news, I think, the one I'm going to say. And what else? One is about technology that you guys might be interested. And I'm going to feature a bear, a porno star that many of you guys might know in some Triple XL videos. Okay, so stick around, guys, and enjoy the show. Here's an article from ExpressGayNews.com. It's by Joshua Linson. It's the title is Senator McCain confirms opposition to marriage protection amendment. Okay, let me read the part of the article here. Senator John McCain confirmed April 13th he'll vote against the proposed federal marriage protection amendment, which would constitutionally define marriage as between a man and a woman. All right, I understand that, you know, I know he's from Arizona. He's an Arizona Republican. And, okay, this is just my opinion. I would think that, you know, most Republicans would be voting for the ban, or, you know, the voting for the marriage protection amendment, but it's kind of interesting that Senator McCain would do the same, would oppose it. Okay, let me read the part of the story here. I intend to vote against it, he said. I believe each state should decide. Yeah, as many would know, putting discrimination in the Constitution, I don't think that's good. I mean, you know, it would really take away a lot of freedom. But then, it's good that he's doing it, that he's going to vote against it. And, I don't know about Cheney. I know he does have a lesbian daughter, so I don't know what his stance is as of now. Probably he'll oppose it also. It's just my thoughts. Anyway, so I have an article. I put it posted on the website. What do you think? What do you guys think of this statement by McCain? Okay, can you guys imagine yourself using a computer and have virtual sex online with someone? I'm not talking about, you know, just video and stuff. But how about something that is more realistic, wherein there's really interaction and physical touch on your body and stuff like that? And if the guy on the other side of the line or on the computer would be virtually touching your body parts and stuff like that. And or perhaps if you're a bottom, you would sit in a chair with a dildo up your ass, and it's electronically controlled by your virtual sex partner. How do you like that? Well, teledildonics might come to you soon, if you guys into that. Well, people use sex toys anyway. People use vibrators or any kind of device to stimulate themselves. And having an electronic option might be more enjoyable. But of course, I think there's nothing like the human touch, or, you know, the real thing. Okay. So here's an article from, where is this? Oh, I got it from Yahoo News. Experts ponder a future of new sex gizmos and robots. Yeah. Okay, what comes to mind is Star Trek. You know, I myself am a Trekkie, and yeah, I would imagine, you know, in the future, having holodecks and, you know, having people with having sex with holograms, stuff like that. Talk about real safe sex, you know. But okay, there's no feeling about that. But anyway, that's too far in the future. Okay, so let's stick with what's going to happen soon, I guess. Okay. Here's a guy, Brad Abram. He's the president of the Extreme 3D Multimedia. Said his firm's Virtual Jenna, okay, probably they have a female in this one, an online game in which the player has sex with realistic cartoon of porn star Jenna Jameson. You can link hardware devices following the action to the genitalia. Okay, it's kind of funny, you know. having sex with a cartoon. Okay, his service without the hardware, okay, is costs about $29.95 a month. And he said virtual 100,000 people already have tried the online sex game to date. He expects the hardware area of such simulations to rapidly grow. Wow, so I would imagine. How come? How about a guy like, let's say, Jack Radcliffe, would, or oh yeah, that would be awesome, isn't it? Yeah, I might sign up for that. No. I still like the real thing. That's just my preference. So, what do you think, guys? Do you think this would beat World of Warcraft?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hello, this is Todd.
Hello, Todd. This is Maynard.
Hey, how you doing, Maynard?
Just good. And how are you doing there?
I'm doing okay. I'm still a little sleepy.
Oh, you are? Okay. How's the weather there in Salt Lake City?
It's not too bad today. It's been variable. It's been spring. Had some really nice days last week, but it's a little overcast today. Oh, well.
All right. So, well, over in Houston, it's a little sunny, so I guess it's okay, too. I've never been to Salt Lake City before, and, you know, I'm kind of curious. How is gay life there? Is it very active? Do you have a lot of gay bars there?
Actually, there are. And for the population, I've heard reports that there's actually a higher than average concentration of gay and lesbian people in Salt Lake. And I think that's because gay Mormons from everywhere in the world come here to hunt for a spouse.
In Salt Lake City?
In Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Yeah. To people that kind of, they want to find somebody who understands the culture that they're coming from.
I see. Wow, that's interesting. Is it true about the buildings there? Are they high? You know, I heard about this, that buildings should not be higher than the churches there or something like that.
No, that's not true.
That's not true. Okay.
No.
So what do you do to pass the time there? I mean, you know, what things do you, do you like doing there?
I've always been a reader. You know, I read a lot of science fiction, but the last few years I've hardly had time to crack open a book. You know, I mostly keep busy with work and with a lot of community involvement.
Okay. That's why you were out this week. We could have recorded this earlier this weekend, but we were busy. I was busy also.
That's right. Monday and Thursday night I had meetings. I'm director of entertainment for Utah's Pride Day this year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we're just right now sending contracts out to the artists that we want to have perform.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been really involved with that this week. And then, I'm involved with the Bear Club here, helping to organize our camp out this summer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Utah Bear Alliance, is it, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let me see. I was just browsing the website. Congratulations, you're Mr. Utah Bear 2006.
I am.
Yeah.
Yep, the contest was, I think, about 4 weeks ago.
I see, okay. Oh, do you always see Jake around?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jake? I see Jake a lot.
Oh, okay. Just say hi to him for me and get the chance.
I will.
All right. So, okay, let's concentrate about you. So, you mentioned before in your voicemail before, and thank you very much for leaving a voice message before. You were talking about bear music. So, what do you usually listen to?
Well, you know, is it okay if I put you on speakerphone?
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay, hang on. Let's see. Hang on. Are you still there?
Hey, I'm here. I'm on speakerphone.
Okay, let me see if this works.
Speakerphone. Are you still there? Hello? Did I lose you?
Still there? Nope. I don't know. It's not working.
It's not working? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, for whatever reason. You know, I didn't get, apparently I didn't get the musical theater or diva gene, so I don't generally like musicals. I mean, I music is real important to me, but not the typical gay music.
Oh, yeah. Me neither.
So, I mean, I have, you know, I'm no more interested in Barbra Streisand than any other woman.
And, okay, I understand. I understand.
And I grew up, and actually, you know, when I grew up, I mean, basically, started listening to music in the 70s and didn't like much of what was on the radio. I've never really been a big fan of disco either, see? Mm-hmm. And so I listened to a lot of rock music. I listened to a lot of 60s music until punk happened, and then I listened to a lot of the Ramones and the Clash.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of new wave, you know, through the late 70s and into the early 80s.
Gosh, we pretty much have the same similar likes. Also, my partner Mike, he likes the same thing: The Clash, Ramones. I always listen to that. Yeah,
yeah.
So you mentioned before other bear music that I've featured before was John Ashfield, and who else? I intend to get Kendall in the show one of these days, probably.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, Kendall is a friend of mine, and we actually had him out to perform at our camp out last year.
Oh, that's cool.
And this year, for our camp out, we're going to have Elijah Black come and do an unplugged set. Elijah's just amazing. He's this, you know, he looks like a biker.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's way hot. Check out his website sometime.
Okay. Do you know the website, by the way?
It's Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H, Black, B-L-A-C-K.com.
Okay, ElijahBlack.com. Wow, I should check it out.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about videos. Let me see. Yeah, I've been watching your videos. And I've been, what do you call this? Preparing myself. so I could envision you while I'm talking to you. So, yeah, my favorite actually was with your video with Repair Bear.
Uh-huh, with Gag Bear.
Gag Bear. Oh, that's Gag Bear.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get confused because a friend of mine in South Padre Island was telling me about Gag Bear. So that's Gag Bear. Okay. So when were those filmed?
Those were done. The two videos that I did for Big Bear Sex were done between Christmas and New Year's in, 2 years ago. So what was that, 2004. So it was the end of 2003, basically, that those were shot.
I see, okay. Who produced it?
XXL Productions.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And their website is BigBearSex.com.
BigBearSex.com.
Yeah.
Do you plan to do more? More bear porn?
You know, if somebody makes me an offer.
All right. Okay, but that's cool.
It needs to be an offer that's good enough that wherever I go to make it, it doesn't end up costing me money.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, when they film this, they usually do it in a hotel room or a house or somebody else's garage. I don't know. how do they usually do it?
They usually do it in a hotel room or a house. Those two, I'm in two videos from Big Bear Sex, Volume 2 and Volume 4. And it's interesting because what we originally had planned for me to go down there and to shoot a couple of scenes with them. And I was in Palm Springs.
Oh, Palm Springs. Okay.
And we did a couple scenes at a hotel there. And then a couple of days later, and actually Jim Gag Bear was hanging out with me mm-hmm. for a couple of days during that week while I was there. And so a couple of days after we shot the two scenes that I did with Bill, with Fat Boy LA.
Mm-hmm.
They came over to shoot still photos.
Okay.
And Jim is very photogenic.
Ah.
And so he ended up helping out shooting those. And so I got talking to the producer and said, do you want to shoot another scene? And, you know, with Jim. And so they thought that was a great idea. And so So like the last day that I was there in Palm Springs that week, they came over to the hotel room, the hotel where I was staying, and used my room, and we shot that. So that room with the green walls, you know,
yeah,
in the scene,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was just the hotel room that I was staying at in Palm Springs for the week. And that was really an afterthought. So I was glad that it turned out as well as it did.
Yeah, it's really good. That's the scene I always watch, actually. Gosh, I like that. So how long does it take to do the video? I mean, does it take hours or?
Yeah, it usually takes about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours to do a scene.
I see.
And then they cut it down and they take out 20 minutes of the good stuff. Although, when Jerry shoots, he had 3 cameras going all the time.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Jerry was the director.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For Triple XL Productions. And they had 3 cameras going all the time. They had a camera on a tripod, and they had 2 cameramen with cameras. Jerry was one, and then another guy had another camera. And they ended up, you know, they only shot about 20 or 30 minutes. But mm-hmm. they ended up using, you know, in a lot of cases, they would use the same footage of the same action.
Different angle.
From all 3 different cameras. Yeah, 3 different angles of the same action. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhere in slow-mo. I think that's the first time I've ever seen that. But, you know, it's nice. I like it when they do it that way sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Jerry does a great job. He's a good director, and he's a really good editor. And so I was, I thought that the production values looked really good
mm-hmm.
compared to, you know, some other bear-related porno companies whose stuff doesn't look as good.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So, on other topic, you've been posting some stuff at Yahoo Groups. What is it called? Bears, Lycra, Speedos.
Oh, uh-huh.
You've been doing... You subscribed to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen your singlet posts there, too. Was that recent?
Yeah, those were done. Those were done in February at IBR.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, I met you there. Yeah, you were getting a drink. We were watching the. We were watching the what do you call that? The contest, and yeah, you were getting a drink.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
I found you. You look familiar, but I wasn't too sure because you were wearing a goatee then, and in the videos you were wearing a full beard, so I wasn't too sure. So
right.
I just had to look in your eyes. So, oh, okay, that is him. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was IBR.
And,
yeah.
And if I actually did say to you, "Damn, you're short," I have to apologize.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. I get that a lot.
You know, I mean, it's possible that thought crossed my mind, but I shouldn't have let those words come out of my mouth.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I found it funny.
I should have said, "Damn, you're cute."
Oh, okay, but no, "Damn, you're short." Well, let's just say what I lack in height, I make up somewhere else.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. So that's what I did. I mean, that's when I saw you, and yeah, it's good to see you. Yeah. So, what other bear runs did you go to?
Well,
besides, you know, IBR.
Besides IBR, generally, my partner and I for the last 7 or 8 years, have kind of gotten the habit. There's 2 that we typically go to besides IBR. We usually go to Spring Thaw in Seattle, which is an outstanding run. We have a lot of friends up there. We've been going we've probably gone 7 or 8 times over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And we almost always go to Oktoberfest that the Front Range Bears in Denver put on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really fun run now, too, because they've moved it up into the mountains.
Yeah.
And they take over a whole hotel for the weekend. It's in October, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's a lot. And we have a lot of friends in Denver, too. So
I see. Denver. I've never been there, too. Gosh, there's so many places I want to go. I want to go to Salt Lake City and see you guys. I want to go to Denver. Gosh, that's always nice. So I'd like to visit you guys there one time if you have an event. So Tell me about the Utah Bear Alliance. You're a group of, you're a member of that for a long time, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been a member since the very first meeting of the club. There's a little bit of, well, I'll tell you a little bit of the history of bears in Salt Lake.
Okay.
There was an earlier bear club that my partner and I were involved in really heavily, and it, you know, there got to be a lot of drama around the club, and we kind of withdrew from it, and then it stopped functioning after a few years.
I see.
And so for a while there was no bear club in Salt Lake, and we were really excited a couple of years ago. I think it's been 2 years now. Maybe, God, has it been three? No, I guess it's just been two.
Mm-hmm.
That we heard that there was another club starting in Salt Lake, that somebody else had picked up the, you know, had taken the initiative and were actually founding another bear club. And so we've been strong supporters and tried to help out and everything from the very beginning. But it was nice to have, for there to be a club that we didn't feel like we had to drive there everything,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, at some points it felt like that in the old club. And it's a really dynamic group of guys that go out and, you know, we do stuff. We have fun. We put on, you know, we put on a bear run, and we have a contest, and we've become what. And what really is important to me is that the bears in Salt Lake, people are starting to say, instead of saying what's this bear thing, they're saying, oh, we have something that needs to get done. Let's ask the bears to do it.
Ah, okay.
To be perceived as a go-to group, you know, to do all kinds of community activities.
That's right.
So
that's always good. How many members do you guys have?
There are, right now, there's, I think there's about 90 members of the club right now.
I see. Pretty active, huh? Wow. So any future plans on any event? Like you said, going to be October, right? That's going to be your next run?
Well, our run is, we do a camp out, and we're doing it, it's the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July.
Oh, July, okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of July 4th weekend. July 4th is on a Tuesday. So we're doing it Saturday, Sunday, and Monday before that.
I see.
And it's not going to be in Utah. It's going to be about 2 hours north of Salt Lake in a town called Lava Hot Springs, Idaho.
Ah, okay. Idaho.
And, mm-hmm. yeah, we have some friends, some members of the club that live up there that have a ranch. They have a llama ranch. And we're going to go camp on their ranch. So we did it last summer, and we had about 60 people, and we're expecting that we could double that this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably, yeah. Just ring me up. Email me about it, and probably I'll announce it sometime before July. So
okay.
You can invite people to come over. I'll announce it. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, well, thank you. Thank you again. So probably next time you'll give me some more updates on what's going on with the Utah Bears.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. How about some bear events, guys? Here's Phoenix Fur Fest 2006 Bear Stock in Phoenix, Arizona on May 4th. Yep. It's going to be in the website would be furfest.com, furfest.com. Okay. Let me read the blurb here. We're going to have some fun in the Valley of the Sun. May 4th to 8th, 2006, there will be tons of fun and entertainment for you guys to enjoy. Cool off with the hot sizzling bears and cubs. The event will be held at the Best Western Hotel in downtown Phoenix. More details are available through the website and through Bears of the West website. Oh, there's a Fur Fest website and there's a Bears of the West website. I don't know what that is yet. But I can just direct you to furfest.com, furfest.com. Okay, I'm going to plug this really, really as much as I can. Bear Watch is going to be on May 19th next month. May 19th to May 21st. It's going to be Friday to Sunday. So, yeah, you guys are welcome to join the Houston Area Bears. At, it's a Bear Watch 7, actually. The seventh run. It's going to be in Galveston, and it's going to be fun. And the theme is Bear Amazing Race. So you got to check it out. Go to HoustonAreaBears.com/BearWatch. Or just go to HoustonAirBears.com, and you'll find the link in front. I have a few shout-outs, and let me see. Oh, yeah. Dan, he's Irish Chubb Live Journal. It's his birthday. It was his birthday last April 18th. Happy birthday. Belated happy birthday. And one of the podcasts that I've been listening to is Folky Boy. And you can find his podcast at folkyboy.blogspot.com. It's going to be his 100th episode very soon. And so, Tim, Folky Boy, congratulations on your 100th episode. All right, so that's it. I'm going to wrap up the show. It's going to be a little shorter than usual. I am running about 30 minutes already. That's good. All right, so thank you guys for listening. Send me an email at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. And you can leave voice comments, and please do. I would always like to hear from you guys. 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. It's pretty easy to remember. And if you leave a voice message, I might be able to play it in the show. Okay, so also emails. I like receiving emails. I always enjoy reading your emails and comments. If you go to the website, there's a post comment link there. You can post your comments. Yeah, I'd like to hear from you guys. So thank you guys for listening. Many whoops and many hugs.
Greetings, listeners. This is Ex-Cali Bear. Okay, I am aware that on episode 58, I said multiple times that I went to the Book Suppository in Dallas. I know that it was actually the Book Depository, not Suppository, Depository. I made a boo-boo. I made a big boo-boo because Book Suppository sounds completely different than Book Depository. And as everybody knows, JFK did not die by shoving stuff up his ass. Okay. Thank you very much for your corrections. You can stop sending them to me now. I'm fully aware that it is depository, not suppository. See you next time I'm on the show. Take care, all listeners.